Once you see what you actually are, that you're an infinite, limitless being, you'll see that nothing exists outside of you. I'm your host, Derek Grant, and this is the Pathway to Your Results podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Pathway to Your Results podcast by DG Mindset. You see, I threw that in there. So you see, the branding is a little differently. I'm trying to get everything in alignment. Everybody there, my team's telling me, saying, "Hey, you need to make sure that everything's in alignment. Everybody knows it's DG Mindset, DG Mindset." I'm like, okay, fine, okay, cool. So, welcome. Now, this episode, I was thinking about, you know, how can I figure out a way to explain this to someone who knows nothing about anything. Right? That's the way my mind works. Try to simplify it. Keep it simple. And I was at the gym and I was working out. And I have a rule with myself. When I was young, I used to be in the gym. I'd be in there for an hour. I'd be in there for an hour 15. Now, 30 minutes. I'm in and out. And the gym's about 4 minutes from my house. So in the span of 38 minutes, I would have left my house and got back home. And I'm done with my workout, right? So I'm working out and I started to notice, I was doing tricep extensions, and I started to notice it wasn't really about the reps. It was about the quality of the reps. And I knew this. I've known this, you know, for a while, but I started to really pay attention and really hone in on what that meant. And I started to notice that, let's just say I'm doing 10 reps. Those 10 reps that I was doing was really just to get me to a point. It was to get me to a point of fatigue, muscle fatigue. And at that moment, everything that I did after that was what counted. Now, I'm going to give you some time here, and if you can somehow relate this to your life. We'll call it time under tension, as they call it in the fitness industry. They call it TUT, time under tension. So the more time under tension that the muscle has, that's actually where the development. So I started to slow myself down. I started to slow myself down when it was burning and when it was hurting, so I could feel all of it, because I knew I was in tut time. I was in time under tension. And time under tension, good God Almighty, that's when the growth was going to happen. That's when the development was going to happen. And I stopped and I realized, even when I was done with that set, right? I hit the last rep. And it's like, you know, you do a tricep extension and you let your arms come back up again. I would let my arm come back up quick. And it's like, no. You can use that last little bit even when you start to come up. Go slow. Go slow so we can maximize that time under tension. Now, I'm doing this off the back end of a rough week. I'm talking about the Schumann resonance was doing its thing. Old wounds coming up, triggers, all that. Everything was coming up. And I started to see, good God Almighty, what? That week was nothing more than time under tension for my soul. That's all it was. It was time under tension for my mind. And it hit different now. I'm riding home. I'm getting chills right now because I started to realize, isn't this so funny how the universe will communicate to itself through itself? These tricep extensions were trying to tell me, do you not know that you were in the weight room? You were literally in time under tension. And we know the more time under tension, the slower it's going, the heavier it is, the more that it burns. It ain't nothing but that development, baby. That's all it is. It ain't nothing but some development. I used to tell my players when I used to work with them, when I was in the basketball, where I used to tell them, if it ain't burning, it ain't working. If it ain't burning, it ain't working. Now, I'm going to let that marinate so you can go ahead and get that in your soul. Get that in you. Let that sizzle in your spirit so you can see really how this applies to you in your life. This is why I keep telling you, you had to feel it to heal it. Because if you ain't feeling it, you ain't healing it. If it's burning, if life is hard, if you feel like, oh my goodness, this is too much, that means something's coming. It's working. Just like when I knew when I was hitting those tricep extensions, as bad it was burning, I knew that there was micro tears that were taking place that eventually would have to grow in themselves, and the muscle was going to be developed. The same goes for your soul. So what's the whole point of this? Why? The natural inclination is, when we feel pain, to run from it, right? This is a primitive biological response the human being has, right? When we feel pain, we run. But this is what made time under tension when I was in the weight room so different. It was because I was forced to consciously put myself in a situation, in a position, so that the pain would be exacerbated. I would continue to feel it consciously. I wouldn't just hurry up and rack it so I could be done. I had to make sure that I felt every single part of it for each rep, because that's where the growth was going to take place. So what if in your life you purposely put yourself under tension? What if you consciously said, you know what? I'm going to feel this. I'm going to feel this. I'm going to feel these parts of my life that are triggering. I'm going to go in the depths of my soul and touch on things that generationally nobody in my family wanted to deal with, because I was raised with two parents maybe who didn't want to talk about what needed to be addressed. So we kept sweeping it under the rug. And now here I am at 35, 40, 45 years old, still carrying the unconscious, ignorant actions of someone who came before me. And now I'm the one who has to go in here and touch it. I'm the one who has to go in here and hit these Mickey Fricky reps. I got to do it. But that time under tension is going to hit different when you know what it's doing now. The time under tension is really what's going to put you in a stratosphere, in a category, in a frequency that was closer to the divine, that was closer to the I am, that was closer to the God that resides inside of you. So that time under tension was really what we were seeking. That's what we were looking for. But we got programmed. We got taught to bleed. Oh no, pain is bad. Oh no, that hurts. Let's put a Band-Aid on it. Let's feel good for now. Let's go ahead and numb ourselves out. Yeah, I'll go out with you this weekend. Yeah. No, I'll go and buy this car and go buy this bag and go buy all these things. I'll go and numb myself out, because really deep down inside, I don't really want to spend time under tension. I don't want to sit at home by myself, because it's going to remind me of the insecurities, of the inadequacies that are inside of me. So I gotta find that Mr. Right. Let's go out to the club, girl. Let's go out and see if we can get something to drink. Let's go. And you see what happens. Now you ain't really hitting those reps like we need to. You could have been building muscle. Do we not know? You could have been being developed. You could have been growing. But we ran from the pain. We ran from the burn. I'm trying to tell you, this is the athlete's mind in me. This is the go-getter. This is the courageous part of me that's saying, don't you run from that pain. You turn your butt back around and go see what it feels like. So now when I'm hitting this rep, right, I realize now, like, I'm hitting this rep and it's hitting differently, because I know that this is literally just the microcosm of life. I'm hitting it, and I'm trying to feel every striation. I'm trying to feel every muscle fiber. I'm trying to feel all of it. Good God Almighty. I'm trying to touch and feel all of it while it's happening, because now I have an appreciation for what it's doing for me in my life. I have an appreciation for what it's doing for my development. I have an appreciation because I'm seeing now that this wasn't just pain. This wasn't pain. So my mind is reframing this pain that I'm feeling in my arms as progress. So now this relationship that I had with pain isn't just this negative perspective of, oh, it hurts. Oh my goodness. What? No. Now I got a relationship that this is a partnership. So I view pain as a partnership, and as the reward, the return on income, sorry, the return of investment through this partnership of pain was progress. Y'all ain't trying to hear me right now. So when you start using pain and developing this perspective with a partnership, that's when the progress will come. But when we try to run from it, we never get to experience and extract what was meant for us. Imagine this. You over here working out. And it hurts. It hurts. It's bad, boy. It hurts. It's burning. You feel like you're going to throw up. Like, why am I even doing this? And what if the weight was saying, hey, I'm just trying to help you. I'm just trying to make you stronger. Where are you going? Stay here. Stay here. I promise you, if you stay with me, I will help you and develop you and you will become stronger. But you just got to trust me. Do we not know that this is the same thing that life is doing? Life is doing the same thing. God, source, the creator, the universe, the absolute, the all, life, whatever you refer to it as, it is doing the same thing as saying, hey, I'm not here to hurt you. I'm here to help you. I'm here to help you to develop. But I can't develop you if you don't uphold your end of the bargain in this partnership. I will put you through the workout, but I need to know that you won't run from the workout and you won't quit. Okay, I'll do it. I'm just warning you, it will get challenging. But I'm also promising you, the reward will be in equal proportion to the challenge. So when life gets heavy, when it gets hard, when you feel like you can't go anymore, please know that if you can continue on, there will be something greater than you could have ever imagined in your life at some point. And we make this partnership and we say, okay, all right, I'll hold my perspective through the pain in this partnership to make progress. And this was what it meant to be successful. This is what it means to be successful, is to progress, to progress, to move forward, succession. So now, your relationship with all these past narratives and these things that have happened, your life changes. I don't view it as negative. I don't view mom and dad and their unawareness as something that was negative. Because as much pain as maybe their unconscious wounds that were projected on me, that maybe they're holding me back right now, seemingly in life, they're not holding me back. They're not holding me back. There's just a little bit of resistance. But we know without resistance, there's no growth. I may have told you on this episode a couple of weeks ago, when I learned and studied how a caterpillar becomes a butterfly, there's a death. There's a process that takes a place where the metamorphosis, it goes through this thing that we call scientists and biologists refer to this as caterpillar soup, where it's not a caterpillar anymore and it's not a butterfly. And we all, when we go through this transformation, this evolution, this alchemization of us becoming all that we truly are in this human existence, there's a death that takes place. And there may be a point where you're like, who am I? What am I? I don't know who I am. And then there's a place of incubation, meaning I don't want to be around anybody. I just want to lock myself in the room. I don't want to get out of bed. This is all a part of it. But then we get to the stage, just as the caterpillar went through when it became a butterfly, and we're cocooned. We feel like we can't move. We feel jammed up. We feel pressed. We feel like there's nothing that's going to, like, I just feel boxed in. Why do I feel so boxed in? I just feel boxed in. It's through you feeling boxed in, feeling like there was no way out. There's nothing that you can do. This, my friend, is actually what was encoded in what was needed so you could spread your wings. And here's why I got to say this. Because just as a caterpillar becomes a butterfly in stages, just as you are a caterpillar becoming a butterfly in stages, there's a point of this incubation, the cocoon, where you feel like you're stuck, you're jammed. And the butterfly starts to slowly open up the cocoon with its wings. And it doesn't just open all at once. It happens over a series of hours, over a series of days, and through it, opening it with its wings, it's actually strengthening its wings to be able to fly. So the thing that was, good God Almighty, y'all ain't trying to hear me. The thing that was holding it in, that felt it, that was making it feel as though it was boxed in, the thing that's making you feel like you're boxed in right now is actually the built-in mechanism that this universe encoded into life to ensure that it would help you to develop your wings. So when you were ready to fly, your wings would be strong. Let that marinate. I didn't want to go to church today. Y'all know I wouldn't. I didn't want to start preaching over you. I apologize in advance. I'm sorry. But that thing that's boxing you in right now, that thing that has you stuck, it could be financially, it could be in a relationship, it could be health. Do we not know what it's doing? It's just trying to make your wings stronger so you can grow and fly. But here's the deal. You ready? If you see a caterpillar, if you see a butterfly in that cocoon, like it's trying to get out and you think it's struggling, if you were to go and let that butterfly out of the cocoon and cut it open, that butterfly's wings wouldn't be strong enough for it to be able to fly. It couldn't fly. It couldn't. You wanted somebody to come and help you. You wanted someone to come and lift that weight up off you. They couldn't lift the weight up off you. They couldn't, because that weight was what was going to develop you. Because at some point, you're going to have to rack the weight and put it up on there, up on the bar yourself. You're going to have to do it yourself. But you needed to be strong enough. At some point, you were going to leave that cocoon. And you're going to have this whole world waiting for you. There was no place that you couldn't go now with these wings. But if these wings weren't strong enough, that world would have meant nothing to you. Do you see how this works? So why am I saying this? I got to say this to you. I'm really talking to myself right now. I'm talking to myself. Y'all are just happening to listen. I'm just having a conversation with myself. Y'all are eavesdropping. Y'all stop being so nosy. Listen to my conversation with myself right now. That weight's going to be heavy. That cocoon's going to be tight. It's going to be airtight. Light won't even be able to get in. But hear me when I say this. If you just keep going, if you just keep moving, if you just keep spending that time under tension, I promise you, I swear for low, as the old folks used to say back in the day, everything that you ever desired to become is waiting on the other side. It's waiting. It's waiting for you. 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 Hear me when I say this. You ain't waiting for it. It's waiting for you. Good God, it's waiting for you. It's sitting on the other side of you. It's sitting on the other side of the pain. It's sitting there. It's sitting there like this, parallel park, just waiting for you. When you coming? That version of you that's a millionaire. That version of you that's peace at peace. That version of you that wakes up with a smile on his face. That version of you that's healthy. That version of you is waiting. But we have to go through time under tension. Because the version of you that's waiting is at a completely different vibration, a completely different frequency. There's just a little bit more light. That's all that means. There's just more light. It's waiting for you to get rid of the darkness inside of you that you have identified with for so long that you thought that this was you. It's just waiting for you to spend that time under tension so that it can purify you. So when we start thinking of it like this, that weight that's really heavy when you're working out, it ain't nothing but trying to get the weakness up out of you. Don't run from it. You get up underneath that bar. You go ahead and hit that squat rack. Go ahead and hit that tricep extension. And there's levels. There's levels. Yeah, I can bench press 225 now. And that's comfortable. It's easy. But if we're going to keep this thing called growing, we're going to have to throw another plate on there. And now that's going to be just a little bit heavier. And guess what? You're going to feel like you're weak again. You're going to feel like you can't do it. That's why sometimes we got to look back and see how far we've come. We always look at how far we have to go. All the slippery little subtleties of the ego. My gosh, I feel like I'm never going to get there. Look at who you are and where you are today. Now go back to a version of you that maybe was going through the trouble, that was in the thick of it, wondering how it was going to pay the bills. That was firsthand dealing with the abuse. Now let that version of you look at you right now. Let that version of you back then look at you right now. Go ahead and close your eyes. If you're driving, pull over on the side of the road. Go ahead and close your eyes. And just imagine that version of you back then. Maybe it was a child. Maybe it was a younger version of you. I don't know. It's just staring at you in awe, in wonderment. It's proud because it's looking at you saying, this is who I wanted to become. This is who I've always wanted to be. But the version of you right now is too caught up in how far you have to go. Dang, I'm not there yet. No. You are here. You're here. You're her. I know it's maybe not where you want to be. But you and this past version, just sharing this moment right now, what would this past version say to you? I know what my past version says. He always tells me thank you. He always tells me thank you. Thank you for not giving up. Thank you for you kept going. Thank you for not stopping. Thank you for not forgetting about me. Thank you for coming back. You know what? This version of you, who's waiting for you on the other side, is saying the same thing to you right now. Thank you for not giving up. Thank you for continuing on. Thank you. You're your own hero. The heroes that you're looking for out there in the world, you're really just looking for you. So, I think you got the point of what today was. You're going to go through something. I can guarantee you that. I mean, we all are. It's all relative. We'll all go through something that at some point is going to force us to question whether or not we're enough. It's going to force us to question whether or not we're even worthy of the oxygen in our lungs at some point. But remember, this is not a challenge. This is an opportunity. Your opportunity for growth in time under tension. Now, we're not here to stay underneath the bar for the whole day. But while we're underneath it, we're going to allow it to do what it was intended to do. Do not run from the pain. Do not run from the weight of it. Trust and please know that it's going to build you. It's going to make you stronger. And that this was nothing more than a cosmic spiritual partnership to ensure that this infinite being having this finite experience could remove some of the finiteness so it could find the infinity that was dwelling within. So continue on your workout, my friend. Keep hitting those reps. Keep giving everything that you have so that life may give you everything that it has for you. And as always, I wish you nothing but the best on the pathway to your results.